Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Vincent the Bay. Welcome to Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host for the next 2 hours. If you don't like it, then go fuck yourself. If you do like it, call me now, 347-826-767. Thank you to my early chatters, Ken Moore and the Pale Horse. It's a pleasure to have you gentlemen here with me. I assume the Pale Horse is a gentleman. But, you know, about assumptions, make an ass out of you and me. Anyway, I think I know who the Pale Horse is. And Pale Horse, I know Debbie kicked you out of her chat room, and it'll take a lot for me to kick you out of my chat room. In fact, I don't even know how much it's going to take for me to kick anybody out of my chat room. I haven't kicked anybody out of my chat room in a long, long, long time. It's been a while. But I reserve that for when I'm inundated by real bots and trolls and stuff in the chat that just fuck shit up for everybody. That's the last time. Probably the one and only time I've kicked anybody out of my chat room is, I think, one time over a year ago when I first started doing my show. I had some trolls. It might have been the early remnants of the BWC, for all I know. But I remember a couple of times doing a show and just having my switchboard get swarmed with just, like, dozens of callers, literally like dozens of callers, just nonstop calling in. You know, you have to go through each one to put them on, and then you have to delete, you know, hang up on them, and then you got to individually, one by one, take them out of your chat. And it's whatever. What's up, chat room? DailySchmuck.com. Guest 37602, Iconoclast TX, Kenmore, Moxie, Shellwig, and the Pale Horse. And anyhoot, Vince in the Bay here with you. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. And I want to take a minute here and dedicate a song to my good friend. I want to dedicate this to two people. This track is dedicated to my good friend DailySchmuck.com and also the Pale Horse right here on Disorderly Conduct. This is Ethel Merman with There's No Show Business. There's No Business Like Show Business.
Gentlemen, Miss Ethel Merman.
Had a dream about you, baby. I had a dream, it's gonna come true. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell, you'll be great. A bow, honey, everything's coming up roses. Now's your inning, stand the world on its ear. Set it spinning, that'll be just the beginning. Turn up, light the light, you got nothing to hit. You'll be swell, you'll be great, I can tell, just you wait, that lucky star I talk about is you. Honey, everything's coming up, roses and daffodils, everything's coming up, sunshine and Santa Claus.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Back here with you. I apologize. I I guess I mislabeled that song when I uploaded it. And so I guess I kind of gave away what other track I'm going to play later. But yeah, there you have it. Some Ethel Merman. What do you know? It's Vince in the Bay. 347-826-7667 is the number. The chat room is starting to fill up now. What up, dailyschmuck.com, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Lucas, Moxie, PD of LA, Puppy Lover, Sandy Rexer, Shellwig, Terry Richardson, and the Pale Horse. And I also have with me now live Moxie.
What's poppin'?
Nothing.
Sounds like your nostrils. Snot bubbles.
Oh, I know. I just did a big rail during that song. And
awesome.
Just trying to...
Nothing like a good line during a show tune. I'm just saying.
Well, hey, you know, I just got finished with a 15-hour day, and I need a little pick-me-up. So a couple of bumps of some yayo and some Ethel Merman, and I think I'm ready to go here, kids. I think I'm pumped.
Awesome.
I think I can do this.
I know you can do it. You can do it. If I can do it, my voice is cracking. It's cracking.
Yeah, but it's good though. It gets raspier and rougher, and it sounds sexier. It's good.
Oh, it's a little more. What's her name? Demi Moore.
Yeah, that's her name.
But she's not really that. I mean, is she like a MILF for a cougar or what? I mean, I know she
has it. Oh, both. She's both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't find her attractive. If I were to turn to women, she would not be my first choice. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, so if you and I had a draft, I would get her before you. So.
Absolutely.
Okay. Who would you draft first? Who would be your top five? If you were to turn lesbo, who would be your top five?
That's a really hard question. I really don't know because...
These can be people that you are never going to hook up with in reality, but there's like obviously celebrities included, whatever. Chicks.
I'm really into men and dicks, so it's hard for me, but I think I would...
Hang on a second. Ray, I want to stop you right there. You said you're really into men and dicks. Now, when was the last time you had a man and dick?
What do you mean, around me or?
Just had one in the way you were referring to it. You say you like men and you like dicks. When was the last time you had a dick?
I can't remember. It's been a while.
How do you know that you even like them anymore then?
Believe me. They are in my dreams all the time.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, speaking of your dreams, they are going to come true right now, Moxie.
Uh-oh. Is it Nature Boy?
This is your life. Guess who's here?
Nature Boy.
Nope. Lots of cunts. What's up, lots of cunts? What do you got for us?
Oh, nice.
Hello?
I have tons of them. If my baby needs to pass fire, I have three more. I'm not just having sex with one, not two, but three different guys. That's right. I'm a player, but that's cool because I got
not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, I agree, Larry. There's nothing going on there.
I thought he was... I'm disappointed.
Why?
Well, I thought he was going to be doing what he was doing last night, you know? All that moisture stuff. But no.
All right. Thanks, lots of cunts. I'll check back with you later.
He just hasn't found a new cunt, that's all.
He's got lots of them, though. But he's not really going to be able to help you. We're assuming this is a he. I mean, it might be a chick, but I'm assuming it's a pimp.
Sounds like a soundbite.
Anyways, if you want to join us, the number 347-826-7667. It's Vincent the Bay with Moxie and lots of cunts. If you want to, kick it with us, we've got the time and the space. Come on down to the hoedown here on Disorderly Conduct. I miss Billy Bob.
Although I'm sure
he changes his name every time he comes in here. Sometimes he's like, he was Jimmy Bob last time. It's always something Bob.
Look, no. Here's what happened. He called my show, the one that you co-host with me.
Yeah, he called and he said his name was T.
He said his name was T. Then he called and he said his name was Jim Bob, but you just kept getting it wrong and you kept calling him Jim Bob. And then he just finally relented and said, okay, yeah, Jim Bob. Or Bill Bob, I don't know. Billy Bob, I don't know. Whichever one it was.
Last time he said Jimmy Bob. Last time he said Jimmy Bob. He went from T to Billy Bob to Jimmy Bob.
I think it was T to the Jim Bob to the Billy Bob. And that's a rap song that I think you have to have Goofy Bone or VMAC work on.
Right. No, Lucas, I'm not sick. If I sound like shit tonight, it's probably because I'm tired. And I'm doing my show on my phone. So the audio fidelity is going to sound like caca. If I was going to go down to the Guitar Center today and try to either pick up a mixer or see what kind of like USB interface bullshit I could get from my computer. But I was just too damn busy. I didn't get a chance. I'm going to try to do it. Squeeze it in tomorrow and plug my microphone into this bitch.
Hi, Zion.
Debbie?
Zion?
Debbie? Are we on the network right now?
We are broadcasting on the network.
Auro, don't laugh. What is wrong with her?
I don't understand. She only talks to Auro. Like, she ignores everybody else in the chat room.
I don't know what's going on with that. I think you should just mute her. I know that you're a big fan of just having your panel unmuted all the time, but...
Oh, DailySchmuck.com requests that you stop the Nell stuff. I wouldn't know who DailySchmuck.com is.
Sound like Nell? All right, I'll just hang up then. I'm just going to hang up if I sound like Nell.
No, don't hang up. Keep talking. Maybe if you keep talking, DailySchmuck.com will leave.
I know who DailySchmuck.com is.
I know
part
you know.
Part of the LOC.
Maybe not. Cowpo would have to tell you that for sure. All right, I got another caller here, and it says, hold it again something. Go ahead, you're live. Hello? Hold it again, you're live.
I have a message for you, and I mean
hold
this in the nicest way possible.
Oh, flawless.
Your snaggle tooth is so large and prominent that Aaron Ralston could get lost on it for 127 hours. Get some braces, bitch.
That was flawless.
Did she just request some saber-tooth zombie?
I don't know.
I thought she said saber-tooth zombie, which is what I have right here. Here you go, some saber-tooth zombie. Straight out of the Jose. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Strange flavors are out in a cleanse. you very nice.
Yes, thank you, Sabretooth Zombie. That was lovely. That was beautiful. 347-826-7667. I know we're all in a sort of memorial mode right now, and I thought, what better than a little Tina Marie tribute to make us all feel better about ourselves, because we're not Team Tina Marie, but her music lives on. And as a member of the black community, I'm going to miss Tina Marie forever, just like I'm going to miss all the lost souls who never got into their 70s. Although I hear it's not really all it's cracked up to be. Be right back.
Who's that?
Shelf. It's Disorderly Conduct with a little Lady T right there breaking it down for us. Square Biz, that's right. And I'm going to take calls here in a second. 347-826-7667. I'm going to go do a quick little news break here. Brought to you, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, please let me know if you can hear me tonight. My Skype headset is not working again. The piece of shit USB. I still haven't tried it on another computer yet. I do have a computer here that I can try it on in a second. But first things first, we need to get to the news. Ladies and gentlemen, but before I do that, please, somebody in the chat room, just acknowledge that you can hear me. All right? All right, actually, Moxie, are you there? Moxie?
Vince, I can't hear you. Are you talking to me?
All right, let me unmute myself. Hey,
oh, okay. That
can you hear me now?
Yes.
Cool. All right, I'm back.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it, except for Annie24 for saying no sound. You lying son of a bitch. Sorry, I got another troll here. At least no Nature Boy yet, right?
That's right. Is it LOC, do you think?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's another crew.
Oh.
All right, let's check them out. All right. Hold it against B. What'd it do?
Vince, why did you call into Gaga Lou's show with weird recordings earlier? Were you at the farm and got so turned on you had to share? Put down the Cheetos, go to the dentist, and stop being so creepy, fat bitch.
That's it.
So that was a recording of somebody
criticizing
you
for using recordings.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. A recording giving me shit about using a recording. Unfortunately, I don't recall that happening. I wasn't on Gaga Lou's show earlier today. In fact, I haven't been on I haven't listened to Gaga Lou's show in a couple of days at least, if not more. But nice try, Flawless. Appreciate that. Appreciate the love. Moving on. All right, let's check in with Lots of Cunts real quick. Lots of Cunts, what's up?
There we go.
Now this is what I'm talking about.
Okay, give it to me. Come on, baby.
The cute little panties.
Yeah, you like those panties, don't you? You like those panties. What am I wearing? What am I wearing, babe?
Often figure yourself. Watch me lay back. Sweeping my boxes off entirely. I'm totally naked. Stroking my hard cock up and down.
It's a small cock. Small, but we like it anyway. You still get a consolation prize for the small cock. But keep stroking it, alright?
Eyes on me. Harder.
Yeah, I can't not, Dad. No, but just...
Spread your legs.
No, I'm pretty lazy.
This is actually kind of hot.
I'm lazy.
Like it. Come on. Moxie, just pretend like you like it.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Baby.
Are we at Debbie? Are we on the network, Debbie?
Brian?
Yeah,
I'm
Debbie,
here
what's up?
With Oro, and I hear masturbating on your show.
That's right, Debbie. We do we touch ourselves here a lot. That's what we do here in Disorderly Conduct. And if you want to join the madness, the glory will roll on for another 123 seconds at least. Or another hour and 23 minutes. 347-826-7667 is the number.
Hey, Van. I think you have a
Debbie,
masturbator. There's a masturbator on your line.
Yeah, I know. It's cool. I'm harmless. Don't worry about me.
I'm about to come. Getting so close. Yeah, stroking harder.
You guys should home on your own time.
Come on.
All right. If you want to share the intimate details of your life, ladies and gentlemen, don't leave it to Facebook or Twitter. Come on the show and explore all your wildest desires right here on Disorderly Conduct. 347-826-7667. We'll be right back with more mud and pointless nonsense. Right here at Disorderly Conduct, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for chatting it up in there, chatters who are chatting it up in there. I big up to Flawless for being flawless as usual. I apologize to our non-flawless listeners. This is not a 100% flawless free show. But hey, look on the bright side. At least it's Jew free so far.
Vince in the Bay, I just want to thank you.
You got to! Well, what you thought? You thought you weren't going to see me? Come on. Yeah, come on. Come on. Some people will say, don't you raise them promenade with a sword, deep a snake, and snowflakes full of fraud, but I'm on the Lord's cornflakes and cupcakes. I react and subtract. I impact and attract while they slack and piggyback. I blacked out. Swing a battle axe at a poodle. Avalanche in the ranch cause my style straight for noodles. Expand with grand slams. Advance with elegance. And mystique unaware that can speak irrelevant. Expand to outlast. My dread the outcast. With guns to outblast. And love to outlast like a sumo. I'm pushing kids out of the loop cause they look soft like a cracker in soup. And I don't care what you got, who you know or what not, cause even bitch shots with buckshot. Poking that side road to a fruit. And bit the bullshit to do. And get bigger cause everywhere I go they telling me my nigga who that.
I like the way he do that. Cause nowadays they do that. Can't even make your who that. Who that can make the world do that? Don't be the one we do that. Who that?
timeless. My touch magnificent. I hush hilarious. With immaculate chances. Known for stacking the chances back in the past. Don't make my niggas pass it and blast. Don't make the last word that you ever hear be, yo, there he go. Cause niggas are splashing, dashing, get to know Mexico. I'm coming straight from New York where we stalking. Double talk, pop corks and they walk in the street with tomahawk. Rock and roll, two assault, blast, assault, somersault. Hope you never halt, open the vaults once again. The name's Trez, I'll be the one you're getting under. Even if you hit the number, looking better than you're gonna let it begin. Let the wave spin like a blend, dress to a 10. Shade of Caribbean man, either save a soul or nigga, say it again. Let it ascend, rewind and play it again.
I like the way he do that, cause nowadays they do that.
With your thoughts to be devoted and floated. I demoted and noted the posture of an imposter. There ain't no way to sugarcoat it. It's ridiculous. Who be standing out like a clue on the grind since the beginning of time? That's how we do. You know my struggle is subtly the way I juggle these flows. I'll be a man amongst men and I got juice but a joke. It's surely the aspiration been to blow like bottle rockets. Get these rubber bands off of my wrist and into my pocket. Throw with a single respectable. Skeptical of the opposite. Susceptible to the receptacle when I be rocking. Tearing up shit, I'm wearing, blaring my whip. You hear it, no comparison fit. And the bottom line, I read your line, shine with mine. With the thunder, I got the power to make people wonder.
I like the way he do that, cause nowadays they do that. Can't even make your
who that.
To Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Clinton, our 42nd/partial 44th president of the United States. That's right. Slick Willie Bubba has his own show here on BTR, and he's a good friend of our show. Pops in every once in a while. You never know. All right, I got a ton of calls to get to. This is a call-in show. Calls take priority. So I think we might have an international troll-a-thon right now, because I see everybody in the queue, and I can tell you right now, there's six people in the queue. Of those six people, I would say five of them are trolls, easily. It could be six. I'm giving one of them the benefit of the doubt, and I'll tell you who that is when we get to them. So I'm going to go down the line here. 203, you're on the air.
Take a little, take a no, and take a B. Take a W, another W.
Okay. That's the yellow C. Thank you.
Are you kidding already?
They try to sneak in at the front there.
Sneaky.
Stupid. All right. Let's move on here. All right. You know him, Moxie. You love him. The one, the only, the Nature Boy.
No, it's the Sven. It's Vladimir. We're not the Nature Boy. Who is this Nature Boy that you speak of? We do not know any Nature Boy.
Oh, wait. My bad. Settle down, fellas. Relax. My bad. I thought it was somebody else.
Dude, you're in the screening room, okay? You're not on the
what
air.
What are you talking about? Screening? We're not screening.
You're not on the air.
You are screaming. You're screaming really loud. You have a telephone that magnifies your voice. It amplifies your voice.
We're not magnifying voices. These are real voices.
We want to sing in Russian.
All right, what part of the world are you guys from? All right, that's enough of that bullshit.
Hey, Vince, put them into the screening room, and I'll have Debbie.
We're in the screening room. All right, we're going to go back on the air now, Mox. Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
It's over. All right.
Okay, cool.
Okay, we're back, kids. Once again, it's Vince in the Bay with you, 347-826-7667. Moxie here with me. We're going to go straight to the phone lines. And this is the person who I think is not a troll. I'm putting a lot of faith in you, caller. 111, you're on the air. Who are you?
My name is Richard Roma.
Who?
My name is Richard Roma.
Richard Roma.
Richard. Okay, thanks, Rich. What's on your mind?
Who is this?
Hello?
How are you?
Good. I'm great. How are you doing?
How are you?
Fantastic. What's up?
The group of all time.
All right, that's terrible. I'm sick of the fucking... All right, never mind. I'm not going to opine on that matter. Moving on, we have more callers. I have Lily Allen now, the one and only, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. You know her. You love her. She's the international entertainment sensation. Lily Allen, what it do, boo?
Moxie, are you wearing any panties? I want to fat to you right now. I have this sexual fantasy that I am dying to fulfill, and it includes you, me.
I know.
A fish, and mayonnaise as food.
I know. I know how you feel. And it's just not going to happen. But thank you for calling.
All right, moving on. All right. Oh, wait, my switchboard's freaking out on me. Hold on, BTR.
Oh, great. LOC.
Hang on, kids. Everybody, hang on. Hang on. Relax. All right. Okay, we've stabilized. We had a little turbulence there. But I think we're going to be okay.
All right.
Let's go back to the phones here. I don't know how they snuck in front again, but all right. Hold it again.
Moxie, are you acting like this isn't the most attention you have gotten in 6 years? Are you such a bitch because all you ever do is Vince and go to McDonald's? Bitch, we both know you printed out your fake Ivy League degrees on McMuffin wrappers. I feel sorry for your life.
I feel sorry for my life, too, and I appreciate that thought. That's really sweet of you. Thank you, caller.
All right, moving on, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay with you. I have another 111. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
Guten Morgen.
How are you?
Is this the Terminator?
John Kimball. Stop it.
He's not a tumor.
Why not? Who is you?
All right, fuck you, Arnold. Get rid of.
You have this is a full on like bed bug.
Troll onslaught right here.
I know. I love it.
God damn.
This
people.
This is so awesome. This is the best birthday present ever.
Congratulations, Moxie. I'm sorry. This
Thank
is,
you.
This is actually you guessed it. This is a big surprise party from the trolls to you. Happy birthday. Happy 45th birthday, Moxie.
Yes, I am. No, I'm not 45. I'm 55. Come on now.
We're trying to be nice.
Oh, okay. Then just say 35. That's so cool. Yeah, that's all good. All
right. You can just like fuck with the frosting with your hand on the cake. All right. Just don't fuck the cake. I know you're pretty deprived. All right.
My dick is hard.
That's a great soundbite. I'm going to go back and get that one.
Oh, I say that all the time. It's everywhere.
Hello?
I hear Larry says it, actually, a lot. He uses that.
Enough of the theater talk.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay, I'm going to bring him on now. No, I'm not. I'm going to let some suspense build here. We're almost at the top of the hour. The other shows are going to be breaking momentarily. The ones in OT and some of the ones that are live are going to be cutting loose. We're going to get some new listeners coming on board. And I think in the second hour we'll bring on the Jew if he agrees to stick around a couple more minutes. Because there is actually one. What?
I have some rules for him if he comes on the air.
All right, lay him down real quick.
I just need him to be a little more submissive. And I know that he'll like that. That's it.
What about
it.
You, Larry? What about you? What do you think of the Jew?
I think that you could say he's a stalwart figure.
Ooh. That's high praise coming from Lair.
I'm a troll and a liar.
It's a great show.
He's not even
a
Jew, man.
That's right, he's not. All right, we're going to bring on the Jew in a second. Stick around, kids. Keep your panties on. Coming up next, we have one more. I'm going to go into a break here and come back with the Jew in a second. But before I do that, I want to also at the top of the hour, we're going to go into the news. There'll be a news break at the top of the hour, and then we'll go into a one-on-one with the Jew. We'll take your calls right here at 347-826-7667. But before we do that, let's take this call right here. We got to get another blocked call. 111, you're on the air.
Can you bring in my chopstick?
I'm sorry?
Is Pedro there? Is Pedro
Who?
There?
Oh, Pedro, no, I think you have the wrong show.
Can you bring me my chapstick?
I don't have any chapstick, sorry. I don't have your chapstick either.
Let me get my head out of the comb corral. Do the chickens have large talons?
Yeah, well, they do. What? Are you allergic to talons, sir? Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
All right, well, then no talent.
Girls only want boyfriends who have great skill.
Okay, I think he's autistic. Maybe he's trying to call.
Oh, my God. Put that coffee down. Coffee is for closers, and you close nothing.
That's right. All righty.
He opened up my heart, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love it, kids. The trolls, you got to love them, right? They make the world go round. If you want to join me here, the number is 347-826-7667. Pick up the telephone and call me, won't you?
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
Like I-30's backed up heading into Pine Bluff, Arkansas. So all you heading down there to get your pine bluffed out.
Watch out, because it's going to be bluffed or something? I don't know. What's, is there a punchline? Are you there, Ken? Did we lose you? I'm sorry. Am I here? Moxie, do you hear me?
I said there's a problem also at the intersection with the 420.
Oh, you got it, sister.
Major pile
up.
I'm
picking up what you're putting down, sister. And that traffic update was brought to you in part by Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Kraft home style macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
That's right. You know you love it, don't you, Moxie?
Yes, I do. And you know what? I printed out my Ivy League degree on a Kraft macaroni and cheese box. It's so awesome.
See, Kraft macaroni and cheese is not only edible, it's also practical for other uses.
It is. And it's also smokable. Just wanted to let you know.
Everything's smokable. I found that out the hard way.
Yes. That's right.
All right. If you guys want to kick it with us, 347-8267-666-6666. Oh, you gotta let it. Okay, I'm sorry. We're at the top of the hour now, and it's time for the news. That's right, Vince. Tonight, we spotlight the Wonder Man. That's right, the golden voice of the internet. We're talking about the overnight voiceover sensation, Ted Williams. It was reported today that he was detained in Los Angeles following a verbal dust-up with his sister. Could this be the beginning of what many had feared? It sounds like the man with the, quote, golden voice took a break from the recording booth to use those pipes he gave to give his sister an earful. According to police, the former homeless Ohio man got into it with his sister in Los Angeles so badly that it earned him a trip to the police station. It all went down Monday night at the Renaissance Hotel in Hollywood. Officers were called to respond to an argument between Williams and a family member that had spun out of control. Both father and daughter were detained for nearly an hour, but were eventually released after officers were able to calm them both down. Reports state that there were no signs of physical violence, and thus far there's no indication that any charges will be filed. Anyhoot, that's your news update. Now back to Vince in the Bay, already in progress. Oh wow. Sorry guys, I gotta zip off my pants to juice here. I don't want things to get like gay.
It's not, because you have a I'm here.
Yeah, I know you're here.
And I'm a woman, you know, so it's okay.
Okay, roar then, baby.
And you have a whole bunch of flawless crew in your chat. I think it's past their bedtime.
I don't care, sister. I'm just glad
Let's
you're here.
Let's take them. I hope it. Bring it on, bitches. Call in. I love
you. Yeah,
these
what,
calls.
Do you, what do you say? What do you say,
bring
Debbie?
Bring it. Science.
Hey, are we broadcasting? Hey, Debbie, are we broadcasting on the network right now?
Vince in the Bay.
Yeah.
Those flawless, they are gonna hack your switchboard.
No, Debbie, stop it.
You're kidding me.
Jeez,
they have the power to do that? Have they
They don't even know how to speak English, so.
Yeah. They're barely potty trained. Are you kidding me?
Vince, they're still breastfeeding.
Debbie,
they're still breastfeeding.
I know.
Okay,
so
I'll believe that.
Technically, so am I. I am too, Debbie.
Yes.
You want to help me out with that? Debbie?
Huh?
Debbie?
I don't...
Oh
Debbie,
God,
are you there?
Debbie. Oh, my
Is
God.
Is he
there? Debbie.
Debbie.
Debbie. Oh, my God.
Oro?
Okay, she's there. Okay, we're on the network still then, right?
I'm trying
okay.
to simulcast, Oro. Shh, hush.
Oh, I can't help it.
I don't know what
right.
her She's, you know what? I like her, though.
I love her.
She's kind of fun.
And you know who else loves her? Our good friend, the Jew. Jew, what a do.
Debbie Daly is a tasteless internet hack. And the Jew is a liar and a troll.
Awesome.
Wait a second. Hang on. Hang on. Ken, can you repeat that?
The Jew is a liar and a troll.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes.
Where's Lady
Just
Slugger?
Just as I suspected. It's all coming together now.
Or falling apart, depending on your perspective.
That's right, Jew. I've learned that the people who tune into this broadcast, their enjoyment is inversely proportional to your distaste for this program.
I've heard that. Why is Moxie so hungry for a fight?
What are you talking about?
And by fight, you mean cock?
Show me your teeth, says, why is Moxie so hungry for a fight?
I'm not. It's my frickin' birthday.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
I am going out.
Where?
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to announce that right now here on the air.
You don't have
private
any specific. You
it's
could
a private
be,
engagement.
You could be general and tell us what you're going to do.
I just did. I said that I'm going out with friends, and that's all
that
anybody needs to know.
You didn't say you were going out with friends. You just said you were going out. Now
oh,
you've
no,
added.
I'm going out with friends. And
well, now you've added to it. You're going out with friends.
Yes, you caught me. You caught me.
It's a conspiracy.
How many friends?
Yeah. I'm getting word, ladies and gentlemen, that Ken Moore's traffic copter, the disorderly conduct traffic one, has been downed. That's right. It's been hit by a Scud missile. It has been down. That's why we lost contact with Ken. He's on foot, though, apparently. He's in enemy territory, though. He's somewhere, I think, in East Oakland. So if anybody is in the vicinity, pick that gentleman up. He's white, okay? Anyways, if you want to join the conversation, kids, it's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm facilitating all your audio erotic needs this evening. I'm providing you with this hour. Last hour was 100% Jew-free. This hour, 100% Jew-filled. So take it or leave it. I hope Melinda has left already, if she has even shown up. Yeah. Anyhoot, let's take some calls here. Nature Boy, or I'm sorry, Hans and Franz, what's up? What do you guys have for the Jew?
What do you mean, what does Hans and Franz? Who
oh,
is Hans
I'm sorry, Nature
Franz?
Boy. I thought it was
yes,
Hans and Franz.
This is the Nature Boy. I am here at last after all of your technical difficulties here tonight. You've got Jews, you've got Russians, you've got fat girls, you've got the LLC, and a few others that I've spotted around. Where is the king? Where is our king? As you know, Vincent the Bay, I am now the number one disciple of the Jew, and I am here to cause havoc in lieu of our king's arrival. Yes, he will be here tonight. The king will be here with all of his...
Hey, Nature Boy, he's already here, dude. He's been on for about 10 minutes already.
Has he?
He's been talking for like 10 minutes right now. Yeah, have you had your ears open?
I don't trust you one bit. I believe that you have recordings of our king, and you used them in improper fashion, and that is not right. I am telling you that the king will be here tonight. He will be here to address
I'm telling you, he's already here, dude. If you just shut the fuck up, you'd hear he's
well,
here,
Well, you put
dude.
Him on the line. You put him
he's
on
the
line.
He's on
the
line.
Right
he doesn't want to talk
I
because
want
he's scared the shit
the
out
king.
Of him.
King, are you there, King?
Yes.
Yes, it is the cake. Is it you, King? I want you to say, I am the king.
I am the king.
It is him. It is him. Well, now, it is the king. Everyone shut up. Bow down, get on your head and knees and show respect. Ladies and gentlemen, I present you the king of the trolls, the one angry Jew.
I'm a troll.
Prepping my porn for this.
That's your introduction, sir.
You interrupted my porn for this. This is
yes,
the best
I
you
did.
Can come up with.
Yes, King, because, wait a minute, King, I have the reason why. Because
he's a total disgrace of trolling.
Slug, this grotesque slug, this 1965 radio ripoff show continues to dishonor your name. Moxie and her hover around continues to be annoying. And Vince of the Bay continues to sling around his slander and his improper use of the English language. King, please. King.
Enough of the theater.
Please.
Talk.
Nature boy. Aren't you supposed to bow down to me on your knees and assume the position? You should pray. You're going to pray real good, aren't you?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Okay. 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay. With you, we have about 50 minutes left to go. We have the Jew here. We have Ken Moore with us. I also have another caller here that I want to bring on from the 251. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Going on, man.
Hey, Jimmy Bob, what's going on,
Jimmy
brother?
Bob, Benny Bob, something.
Jim Bob.
What is
hey,
it, then? You were Jimmy Bob last time, dude. I'm just going off of what we, like, left off.
Right, I changed it.
First you were T, then you were
Jimmy
Bob,
right,
then you were like Billy Bob, and then you were Bobby Bob, and now you're like Jimmy Bob. I don't know.
Tim Moxie, appreciate her digging up Ghost.
That was amazing. How'd that happen? How did that happen?
Explain
that to me.
We worked really hard. I had the
you
whole
did?
Staff oh. on it. Yeah.
She does know he was on the day, right?
Yeah,
but Vince alerted me that he was on, and I was glad.
No, it was the other way around, actually. I was working, and I checked on my Gmail, and she's like, dude, Ghost is on right now.
No, that was my assistant, Vince.
Well, when I say you, I mean your people, obviously.
Right, my people. Right.
So. Oh, I understand. People listen that are outside of LA on this thing, right? I understand. We gotta make sure we explain it to them.
Some people might actually live in America, so yeah. Maybe.
Hey everybody in America. How's the view? It's great here in California. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. 111. You're on the air.
Hey guys, this is Justin Bieber.
Justin, what's going on?
Not much.
Okay. What brings you to the show?
I don't know. I'm awake. Can't go to sleep.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what. Can you do us a little song for us?
Sure. Which one?
I don't know. Let's get everybody in the chat room to. Suggest a song. Hey, everybody in the chat, what song should Justin Bieber? Is it Bieber? Bieber? How do you pronounce that exactly?
Bieber.
Justin, what? Sandy Rexer says I just googled Justin Bieber. No, that'd be the porn version. This is actually the real dude.
That's not good.
So. Somebody says Miracles by ICP. All right. Did I tell you my ICP encounter the other day? Or not ICP, but Juggalo. They're Juggalos, right?
Are you talking to me?
Sure. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, Justin Bieber, not not you, Justin Bieber.
Oh. I was walking down the street the other day, and some juggaloos, I shit you not, some juggaloos walked by me on the street. It was like two kids. Must have been like 16 years old, maybe. With one of them with their girlfriend, and they were in full clown regalia. I couldn't believe it. Just walking down the street, just hanging out. Yeah, I'm a juggalo. Juggalo for life, I guess. And you know what I said to them? And I meant this sincerely. I really did. Because I was impressed, but they had the full paint and everything. I was like, wow, man, these guys are hardcore. And I stopped them, actually. I stopped them, and I said, hey, are you guys supposed to be ICP clowns? And he just, like, smiled and laughed. And the girlfriend kind of, like, snickered and said, yeah. And they said some shit, and I was like, whatever. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was like,
you guys are called juggaloos, right? And then they just laughed some more, like, uh-huh. And I think the chicks are called juggalettes or some shit like that. No shit, I shit you not. But she wasn't a juggalette because she didn't have makeup on, I guess. Or are you a juggalette if you just hang out? I think if you hang out with dudes that do that shit, I think you're fucked up, just as fucked up. You might as well have the paint on. But God bless them. They're having fun, right? And so I just stopped them and I said, hey, so you guys are these juggalos, right? You guys are these assholes that, like, fuck with people. And they just, like, snickered and stuff. And I was like, yeah, you guys make me fucking puke. And I just walked away. And they just laughed. They just, like, laughed. It was awesome. They, like, took it as a compliment. Although the girl got kind of pissed off. She was, like, offended. She was offended. She, like, started, like, kind of wanted to... She kind of yelled something back, but I like, just, like, said it. It was like a drive-by. I just, like, a little hand grenade, a little verbal grenade I launched, and it just bailed. But I meant it sincerely, because I figured that's like an insult is like a compliment to these assholes, right?
I guess.
I don't know. They kind of laughed at it. They snickered and laughed. They kind of thought it was funny. They were just kind of stoked that I knew what they were doing, what they were into. But hey, whatever keeps them off the streets, as long as they're not like vandalizing, you know, hey, they can vandalize their bodies all they want. You know, more power to them. Yeah, I'm still here. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, dude. Get it together, bro.
All right.
So do you have any words for the Jew?
Any words for the Jew? You mean like a song?
No, I mean, like, the Jew, the one angry Jew. We have him on the air. People like to ask him questions.
I want
to
hear Everything's Coming Up Roses again.
Oh, man. You know what?
A cappella, if you can.
I don't. I'm not going to do it a cappella. Justin Bieber might be able to do it. Can you do that, Justin?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
What do you want me to sing?
Everything's Coming Up Roses, a cappella.
No, I want to sing one of my songs.
All right, then do it.
Your songs right. Suck.
Hey, Ethel Merman. You know, have you heard his shit?
I've heard Ethel Merman. I'm sorry. Everything else.
I have more girlfriends than you do.
How do you know, dude?
I've been to Thailand, my friend. I don't think you've...
Guys, do you know how old the Jew is? The Jew is like 10 times older than you, dude. Literally.
I have more girlfriends than the Jew does.
Yeah, but you understand, by default, he probably has more than you, just by the sheer fact that he's lived, like, two centuries longer than you have.
You mean money-wise, or you mean wise? Or what do you
no,
mean?
You know what? We're at the point where it's shit or get off the pot, so sing.
All right.
Yeah, Jeff, come on. You got
Everything's
your fans
coming
here.
Up, Rose. I'll do it with you.
Potential fans. A lot of my listeners aren't really familiar with them. In fact, when you came on, people were like, Justin who? So you might have to perform here, son.
Okie dokie. Let me get ready.
Go for it, dude.
One sec.
Right.
I hope the show turn.
Somebody, Debbie?
All right, here we go.
I am. Vince in the bye.
Hang on a second. Debbie's on the line. Debbie, what's that?
I know. Is this really Justin Bieber?
Yeah, it is, Debbie. Aren't you stoked you're simulcasting right now?
Oro can't believe it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? Well, he's gonna perform now, so we're gonna turn it over to Justin. Are you ready?
All right, here we go. Over. 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 You know you love me. I know you care. Just shout whenever, and I'll be there. You want my love, you want my heart, and we will never, ever, ever be apart. Are we an item? I thought we're playing. We're just friends, what are you saying? That there's another, look right in my eyes. My first love broke my heart for the first time, and I was like, baby. There.
Now go ahead and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep going.
You mind going?
Shut, Debbie, shut the fuck up. Go ahead, keep going, dude.
Mine, baby, oh, baby, oh, I thought you'd always be mine, well, you ruin it ever, and I just can't believe we're here together. I want to play cool, because I'm losing you, and I'll do anything, I'll buy you anything, and I'm in pieces. Baby, fix me, you'll shake me till you wake me from this bad dream. I'm going down, 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 and I just can't believe my first love won't be around. And I'm like, baby, 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 oh, oh, baby. Baby, no, oh, like baby, baby,
baby, oh, oh,
thought you'd always be mine, mine. There we go.
All right, man, that was pretty hot.
Thanks.
Nice work, bro. That was beautiful.
All right, is my mic hot?
Yeah.
All right, I would like somebody to please find the nearest hotel. You'll find in the lobby a portable electric defibrillator. I think I'm going to need it. Better yet, why don't you give him a shot and then come get me, because I'm hanging on by thread here.
Vance in the bag.
Yeah, go ahead. Debbie, go ahead.
Vance, all right. Vic just told me he doesn't think that Justin Bieber.
Hey, whoever's laughing has got to shut the fuck up, all right? No laugh.
I'm sorry.
No laugh tracks, all right? Jeez. All right, okay, go ahead, Debbie.
Vance, that's rude. Who's doing that?
I'm sorry. That's my traffic guy. He's an asshole. Don't worry about it. Keep going.
All right, well, Vic and Ulrich, he agrees that was not Justin Bieber. But maybe you just found the next Ted Williams.
I don't know. What do you think, Jew?
Where's the Jew?
I don't know. He's here.
I think he's scared by
showing
your teeth.
I told you to get that electrical defibrillator.
Crazy. Do you still have him on the line? Is he going to sing more? Please say no.
No, I can't take anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone can.
All right, little bit more Ethel Merman, that would be nice.
All right, we'll get some more Ethel Merman for you in a second. Keep your panties on.
I would like that MP3 if you have it. Thank you.
If you want to call in, we've got plenty of time here, folks. 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay, I apologize for the audio quality tonight. Yes, it sounds like I'm actually doing my show inside the trunk of my car today. I had a bet with a friend, and I lost, so the result was locking myself in the trunk of my car
and doing my show here tonight. Luckily, my laptop, myself, and my phone fit. Of course, like everybody says, I'm such a pressed bitch or fat pressed bitch. There's no way for me to operate it. I'm just doing it all by memory. Plus, I have my good, trusty team back at the home studio, working everything on there on the boards. Big ups to my producer, Amy, for hanging out tonight and helping make things work. Let's go through the chat room here, shall we? 1VT Snaggletooth. And that place, I always get "and that piece" mixed up with "and that place." Blue Goose, a myriad of guest listeners, Iconoclast TX, Jew Angry Very One, okay. Caligin, Ken Moore, Liberty Sun, Lucas D2, Foxy, PD of LA, Pop It Like a Hood, Okie Doke, Puppy Lover 2, Rice Cream, Rice Cream, You Scream, We All Scream for Rice Cream. Big ups to you for joining the chat here, sister. I assume you're creamy, therefore you are a sister. Also, Sandy Rexter, Shellwig. Big ups, Shellwig. Very loyal listener. Appreciate the support. Space Poet, Wheellock. Hey, Wheellock, I guess he decided to take a time out from blaming the recent Arizona death on Sarah Palin. Real quick jab at the lefties. Why do you guys, I first of all, hopefully, Wheellock, you have no opinion on the... I know you have no opinion on anything that happens in Arizona, because I'm sure, like any good lefty, you're boycotting Arizona. So therefore, anything that happens within the Arizona, the true progressives would they're void and moot, excuse me. Of course, because I wonder. There was that website where there was all these musicians, it was like Rage Against the Machine, and all these bands, a lot of big names. I think Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails, and all these bands, a lot of big names. I've got the website, I'll have to track it down, but they all vowed to never play in Arizona in protest at the SB 1070. Now, where are these people standing now? Are they going to reach out a hand of support and show some solidarity with folks in Arizona, or are they look at what's happening. There's all this, like, news coverage hitting Arizona. There's all this, I mean, that's generating, you know, people that's generating generating revenue for that area. Two girls, one cup. I know what that is. Snaggletooth, and she show it to Lady Slugga. But she hasn't seen it. All right. If you guys don't mind, I'm doing the rest of the show on speakerphone, I think. Debbie comes on.
Oro, I think he's taking a break. Can you... Vic, is the network on?
Debbie?
Vic?
Yeah, no, it's Vince. Debbie.
Oh, hey. Vince in the Bay. All right, we're simulcast.
I know, I'd love it. Thank you for having me on your network.
I
love
sent all those girls over your way. Oro said too, though.
Wait, Oro, what? What does Oro want?
I gotta, hold on, Vic is here. Oh, I gotta talk to Vic.
All right, well, while she's talking to Vic, I'm going to go to the phone here. Hold it against. All right, hold it against his back. What's up? Hold it against.
One doesn't one angry Jew need a defibrillator? When you waddle into McDonald's, the staff run in fear they will have to look at your ugly face while you...
All right, moving on. Lots of cunts. What do you say?
Cocks. That's so good. Oh, I can't stop stroking. Oh, so good.
Oh, yeah, come on. A little louder. Come on.
Honoclast or lots? What? Who is that?
Wow. Yes. I can't stop coming.
Wow. Is your cock throbbing, babe? It's so little, I would think it would throb. Because that's what happens. When you jerk off, you disorderly conduct with the dish in the bag.
Waddle into McDonald's. The staff run in fear they will have to look at your documents while you order your 38 double Big Mac meal. Extra mayo.
Hey, Dad, how crappy
was that? The frosting on the side. Lose some meat, fat homophobic bitch.
Are you a milky licker?
Hey, Ken, what's traffic looking like?
Well, I'm camped out underneath the 405 overpass and hitchhiking currently. Got a sign up saying, we'll do traffic or food.
Oro. All right, Vince has the masturbator on again. Are we still on the network?
Fuck me.
Vic, fuck me. Vic.
Fuck me.
We're not on the network.
When you waddle into McDonald's, the staff run in fear they will have to look at your ugly face while you order your 38 double Big Mac meals. Extra mayo. Then explain that you can't order a can of frosting on the side. Lose some weight, fat homophobic bitch.
Alright, we're finally going off to necessarily intuitively feel these same things.
God.
I'm coming. Hey, Sam. I'm getting turned off.
Abby, is that you?
I'm a past and we're family network. Pig, is that you, Thomas?
I want to eat your cum.
Bye-bye, girl. I won't stop.
We're going to start to introduce some of the wacky entertainment aspects of what goes on over at Big Hollywood. Oh, my God. My name's Larry O'Connor. My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
Sorry, Larry, I don't think she's going to talk to you.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Is my mic hot?
Yeah, your mic's totally hot.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Sorry.
Is Debbie still here?
I don't know. I haven't heard her in a while. That was awesome, though, that whole impromptu remix thing that was going on.
Yeah, I just whipped that up right now by myself. I did everything. I did vocals, guitar, drums. Debbie.
Vance.
Debbie, is that
all right,
you?
Listen, you know what? Just tell her to shut that thing.
Oh, my God. LOC buys weed from Bill Schultz? No way. Prove it.
Oh, that's Space Poet. I wouldn't.
I would think it'd be the other way around. I would think it'd be more like Bill Schultz gets his weed from LOC. They probably like he gets it with his food stamps. They're the only troll crew that accepts food stamps.
You know, that's, you know, here's something that's a little bit interesting to note. Space Poet has been spotted over at the Stage Right show.
No.
And screened out, yeah.
Really?
I don't know if that's true about the LOC and Bill Schultz. I don't know. Maybe it's the other way, but
no,
I think he's just kind of bitter.
I'll squash that right now. That makes right. No. That's a joke. That's obviously a joke. I get it. Being funny, like
he's
Bill
talented.
Schultz would steal weed. I mean, I'm sure Bill Schultz maybe like sells some on the side, you know. But I think he pretty much whores himself out for all his narcotics.
And he's pretty open about that on the show.
Yeah, I mean, he's very, very open about it. He doesn't make any. There's no mystery. I'm not saying anything that he hasn't already confirmed himself.
That's right. Do we still have the Jew?
Yeah, the Jew's here. What's up, Jew?
He has the Jew.
Did you like that remix that Vince just whipped together? Impromptu, like? I mean, that was impressive.
Well, in short, no.
No.
Okay.
Is there anything that you do like?
Ethel Merman.
Okay. I want to know,
geez,
are you...
come on. Get over. You're so gay, dude. You don't even realize it, do you? Or do you? Maybe you just don't admit it.
It was a token child.
I mean, I know that's why you like coming on my show. It's obvious that we have a bromance going on, and you want to take it to the next level.
Now you sounded like Corey. Speaking of Corey, is Corey hiding as a guest in here?
Oh, God, don't even make me think that he's even here, okay? I know, I think he's gone. I don't think he's
around. No, he's guest 38145.
Vince, remember what I told you I wanted to ask the Jew about?
No, I don't. Sorry,
you had that crazy-ass caller on your morning show a couple days ago. He was talking about it was the Chemtrail Awareness Day, and I wanted to make sure that the Jew was aware of that.
Oh, yeah, Jew, did you know that, was it January 22nd?
Yeah.
22nd? Chemtrail Awareness Day.
No, I was not aware of that.
Oh, huge, 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 huge march in NYC. You got to be there.
Good.
If you're a real truther, bingo.
What's chemtrails got to do with 9/11?
Well, listen...
Exactly, proven. Thank you.
Vince, you had that caller on, and she was saying her bursitis flared up every single time that she saw chemtrails in the sky.
Uh-huh.
I think she sounded incredible.
It's all coming together.
Yep.
All right. Let me make the statement for here and forever and for posterity. Are you ready?
Let's do it, baby.
The ownership of guns in America has always been rooted in the foundation that if the government became tyrannical, the citizenry would use them and replace the government. Thank you.
Three 4 7 8 2 6 7 6 6 7. It's Vince the Bay. We'll be right back.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything that traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. The night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go. Costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers don't come. Like no business I know. You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. And top of that, your partner has parted. You're broken hearted, but you go on. There's no people like no people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still, you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. And go on with the show. Let's go on with the show. Why?
Well, I had to, Mom. I had to work things out for myself. Oh. Where's Pop?
Oh, he's...
Here, son.
Terry.
Hello, Pop.
Somebody give me a hand.
All right, now you all hold it. Right, yeah, I'll take care of this. Stand by.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight. not a whole lot going on.
I'm a troll and a liar.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Ha
chit-chat with you here. We got 15 minutes to go. 15 more minutes with the Jew if you want to talk to him and you have something you want to share with us or with him or whatever, 347-826-7777.
I hear great dissension in the chat room. I believe that the people that have a problem should call in.
Oh, really? What are they talking about in there? I'm not
paying attention. Their voices be heard.
All right, let's check them out. That's a good opportunity to do a little roll call in the chat room. They guess, once again, two. One, VT Snaggletooth, and that's that place, Blue Goose. Guests, a lot of guests. Iconoclast TX, Jason X, Jew Angry Everyone. No, Jew Angry Very One. Okay. Ken Moore, Liberty Sun, Lucas Z2, Moxie, Puppy Lover 2, Rice Cream, Sandy Rexer, Shellwig, and Space Poet. Ah, so there we are.
You mentioned Corey LeCue and Deborah Montoya.
Which one do you think he is? We're taking
I know which one
odds
he is.
Right now. Which one?
Guest 37788 is Deborah Montoya, and guest 38145 is Corey LeCue.
Oru, remember when I took my pants off and I showed you and your wife my ass?
I wish I could have seen that.
Her ass. Has anybody seen the video? I'm going to have to find it for you. Has anybody seen the video that she did last night?
No.
Vic, no. You didn't Vic, that's not on YouTube, right? Our video from last night?
You've been outed, Debbie. That's great. I love it. I love it.
We're muted, right? Hey, Vic, we're all muted, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's too bad Debbie's muted right now, or else we'd hear what she's saying. But we can't hear what she's saying, though, because she's muted. Three four seven eight two six seven six six seven. Vince in the Bay. I've got. Hey, look at it. It's time for your traffic on the eights with Ken Moore. Ken, what? How's it look out there? I'm sorry, Ken. Hang on a second. My engineer is signaling that. Okay, we've got the signal up running. Okay. Let's see. Give me just a minute here. All right. Going, it's time for your traffic on the 8s with Ken Moore. Ken, how's it look out there?
Hey, Vince, you know I'm hanging out underneath the bridge here trying to find a ride back into the Bay Area. Can you hang on a second? Both Schultz pulled up and the cops have rolled up and kind of tied up right now. If you can come back to me here in a little bit later.
All right, no problem. I hope you guys worked that out. All right, moving on. Let's see. On the panel the entire night, unfortunately, lots of cunts.
Ow. Put two fingers in my pussy. Oh. Bending them up. Up.
I think this one's for you, Vince, or maybe the Jew.
No, I'm not. We're not going to get into that again. We did that a second ago. All right, we got more calls to get to. Let's go to... Hold it against B. What it do, B? Doobie. Doobie, doobie, doobie.
When the neighbors called the police due to the rotting corpse smell emitting from her trailer.
Doobie, doobie, doobie.
She's had any in months.
Where are you?
This time she scissored with someone, the neighbors called the police due to the rotting corpse smell emitting from her trailer.
How in the world did you know that? Thank you for calling.
Google is your friend.
Google is your friend.
Due to the running smell of it.
Dr.
Calco. All right, we heard it before, bitch. All right, we heard it before.
That's so stupid.
Good night. Thank you. Appreciate the support. Moving on. All right, we're winding things down here, folks. We only got 10 minutes to go. 10 minutes for you to get in and call. 347-826-7667. All right, Nature Boy, what are your parting thoughts? Nature Boy.
Nature.
Well, who is that then? If it's not Nature Boy, who is it?
It's a Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm calling
into
your show.
Oh, my God. Steve Austin, are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
Are you kidding me? Steve Austin. No. I'm just not ready for it, man. Isn't Steve Austin a stuntman? Retired stuntman. Or is it the wrestler, Stone Cold Steve Austin? Wait a second, let's clarify that. My bad. Stone Cold Steve Austin or Steve Austin, the Bionic Man?
This is Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I'm calling in. I want to talk to that son of a bitch.
Just what I need. Another annoying wrestler. Another annoying washed up 80s wrestler calling into my goddamn
BTR
program.
You know who the hell you're talking to. What? Deborah, this man just called me a washed up 80s wrestler, Deborah. Deborah.
All right. It hurts to hear that guy talk. I'm sorry. Certain people I just can't listen to. That would be British Conservative on here on BTR and Barney Frank. Two people that it's like nails on the chalkboard. Can't do it. Sorry. Yeah, what up, chat room? LOC forever. Big ups to Space Poet, Moxie, Ken Moore, Lucas. Everybody mixing it up in the chat room. And even those of you snoozing off, I'm looking at you, Jason X. I presume Jason X is black because he's got an X, a capital letter X at the end of his name. Now, Moxie, I know, is not black. I mean, is black because she's got an X inside of her name. It's directly in the middle of the name. Although she's sly, she doesn't make it capitalized. But we know she's a big, thick chunk of chocolate, if you know what I'm talking about. Anyhoot, 347-826-7667 is the number. That was cool that Wheelock was in here. Who else was in here? All sorts of peeps. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Oh, we got Ken Moore listened in. The Pale Horse, the kind of class. PD of LA, Moxie. Oh, yeah, just on down the line, you know. A. Monet, she came through for a while. My alleged producer, A. Monet. Good times. So Jew, tell me, what do you think of Ted Williams? Do you think he's going to make it?
Well, I think he's going to have a little bit of turbulence along the way, but no good flight is without some turbulence, right?
So I don't know the full story, though. This doesn't really tell me everything. Like, what happened? He was in L.A., and he must have been in L.A. for a gig, and his daughter lives in L.A., so he just crashed her place and got in a fight or something, or...
Well, I don't know. Why do you assume
it was in the hotel.
Why do you assume he crashed her place? Maybe they met and they got into an argument. Look, the man's life should not be an open book.
It is, though.
Well, it is.
You were jumping on the bandwagon, dude. You were all about Ted Williams, dude.
Yeah, I am. But the man's life should not be an open book.
Ted Williams. We are all Ted Williams.
Well, I'm gonna say it again. You didn't get it. He should not be an open book. He should assert his privacy and enjoy whatever success he's got. He should, as Zero Mostel said in the original producers, flaunt it, baby. Flaunt it while you got it.
And that reminds me, we have to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Kraft Mac and Cheese.
Kraft home style macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and just a little bit more, a couple minutes here to take calls. I got a 111. Go ahead, you're live.
Yeah, was that really Justin Bieber on your guys' website?
Yeah, it was. It was. Why, are you a fan of his?
Kind of.
You sound just like him.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, he had a blocked number, so if you want his number, I don't have it. It was blocked. Yeah, sorry, man.
All right.
He does like little boys, though.
He does like little boys.
Well, obviously. All right, Nature Boy, parting thoughts.
Yes, Fits of the Bay, I just want to thank you for allowing me on your show yet again another night. I want to say a good night to you and to all the listeners and to Moxie and to the One Angry Jew and to everyone. Good night and God bless you. And I have one more thing to say. 24 hours from now, Fits of the Bay, I promised you, you're going to beg for your show. Tune in tomorrow, fans, because I'm going to make Fits beg for his show. Says the Nature Boy, Stalin and Profiling as always. I'm out of here for the night. It's time to ride spacebound. Who's first? Who's next? Whoa! The Nature Boy is back in town. Whoa!
Thank you. Very nice.
All right, Nature Boy. Get the fuck out of here. Okay. Moving on. Wait, who is this 111? Sorry, I'm sorry. Block caller, you're back on. Who is this? 111. Oh, gone. Had the hand up. All right. Very well then. All right, it's one. That means we're
3 minutes left. The producers are waving their arms and their dicks. You see that?
Yeah. Oh, that means I got to drop my pants and do the same thing. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you know what that means? It's almost midnight, kids. The witching hour. It's time to drop your cocks and roll over and pass out. That's what I'm going to do.
Thank you, very nice.
All right, we got to take one more quick look at traffic on the 8s with Ken Moore. Ken, well, how's it looking out there?
It's looking much better. Bill Schultz, he's got two dead hookers in a trunk and extra tickets to the donkey show. You want me to have him swing by and pick you up on our way down to the donkey show?
Absolutely. Put me on the list. I'll I'll contribute to gas. I'm in on that. I'll just play hooky. I want to thank you all for listening, and for those of you who are like me, I'm going to masturbate feverishly as soon as this show ends, and then I'll probably pass out, come to about 5 minutes later, and then be really bored and watch Red Eye for a little while, get sick of that, and then probably go back and troll on BTR somewhere. So maybe I'll catch you out there. Okay? And if not, tune in here tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's your comrade, Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Debbie, any parting thoughts? You got about 10 seconds.
Oro and I just say thanks.
I love you when you're on the show, Debbie. You're amazing.
Vince, I love you too, all right? You have a good night now.
Debbie. All right, I'll make love to you very soon, Deb. In fact, I'm doing it right now. All right. All right, guys, check me out tomorrow night, same time, same place. Insider Extreme Fun. Insider Extreme Cam Fun starts right now. See ya. Time. Pants off, dance off. All right, we're outie. I'm going to go troll a show. Thanks, Mox. I'll see you guys later.
Thank you very much.
Kraft Homestyle Macaroni and Cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
Coffee is for closers, and you closed nothing.